Today in Your Health, we're learning more about a drug that does not seem to discriminate when it claims victims, heroin. People of all different races and ethnicities use the drug. There are users in poor urban neighborhoods. There are victims among the wealthy and the elite. The death of actor Philip Seymour Hoffman in February drew fresh attention to heroin in 2014. It was a year that can best be called mixed. Number of fatal overdoses continued to climb. But as we're about to hear, people have been working hard on new ways to save lives. Here's NPR's Laura Starczewski.
Priscilla Graham Farmer was going to get her hair done. This was in September in Newark, New Jersey. The elevator in the building she went into was broken, so Priscilla took the stairs. And that's when she saw him, a young guy, sprawled out, not moving.
He was literally turning blue. Lips was grayish blue, and everybody was walking over him.
But Priscilla stopped and looked closer.
He had the needle, the whole little kit, cotton balls. He had everything right there on the staircase.
The guy had clearly overdosed.
And I'm screaming in the hallway. Nobody's answering. And I said, okay, dial 911.
Priscilla lives in New Jersey, but she's a caseworker at a drug treatment center in New York City. And in her car, she had a silver bullet, a naloxone kit, or Narcan, as most people call it. It's an overdose reversal drug. Priscilla carries her kit wherever she goes.
I ran back to the car, got the kit. I was parked right in front of the building.
She had a nasal spray version of Narcan. You just pop a vial of clear liquid into an atomizer and squeeze half a dose up one nostril, half up the other, which is what Priscilla did.
He woke up, and all I could do is hold him and hug him because he was 21, but looked like he was 15. And he cried.
Priscilla knew what to do because the whole staff at the drug treatment center where she works, Samaritan Village in Richmond Hill, Queens, has been trained to use Narcan. The clients, the people who are there trying to stay clean, are trained too. So if they're with someone who overdoses, they can help. But Priscilla's boss, Jim Hollywood, says that Samaritan Village was ahead of the curve on that one, because for many people who work in drug treatment, preparing addicts for the very real possibility of relapse goes against a focus on sobriety.
People are concerned that if you give somebody who has an opiate addiction Narcan kit, you're basically saying you can get high.
But Hollywood says that given the rising numbers of overdose deaths and the fact that just under half his clients complete the program at Samaritan Village, they had to face reality.
You can't help an addict get recovery if they're dead.
That logic has been slow to spread in drug treatment programs. But that's changing, says Ann Siegler, an overdose researcher at New York City's Department of Health.
In the past year, I would say, awareness has really taken off, in large part because of Philip Seymour Hoffman's death.
Siegler says that awareness is part of a bigger shift in terms of who is dying of overdoses. The issue's getting more attention because it's not just affecting people living in poor urban neighborhoods.
The rates are rising in white and middle-class communities, and so the conversation has really changed.
Now the health department is just trying to keep up with the demand. They're on track to distribute around 30,000 doses of Narcan citywide this year, twice as many as last year.
We get programs calling us and emailing us saying, we heard about this in the news or we saw it in the paper. My friend was talking about naloxone. How can I get it? How can I get my program distributing it? Where can I go to a training?
Those trainings are now reaching police. Thousands more across New York State started carrying Narcan this year, EMTs, and also regular people who have family or friends they know are using.
So first off, the medication you guys are all going to get tonight, it's called naloxone, or the brand name is Narcan.
At the Lindenhurst Public Library out in Suffolk County on Long Island, Tina Wolf is leading a free community training on preventing overdose. Not just heroin, but prescription opioids too.
So we're talking about morphine, we're talking about fentanyl, methadone, Suboxone.
Suffolk is the young, white, suburban face of this epidemic. More than 200 people died of an overdose in Suffolk County last year, some of them teenagers. There are a few dozen worried-looking parents and neighbors in this room. The deaths have hit home for many of them, like Joan Taroni, Anthony Avella, and Terry Kroll.
I lost a cousin to a heroin overdose. He was 25.
I did lose a friend that I went to high school with.
I lost my son to a drug overdose in 2009.
Giving all these people Narcan rescue kits would have been tough before this year. Narcan's always been in a fuzzy legal zone because it's a prescription drug, but you don't take it yourself, and you don't know ahead of time who you might need to give it to. This summer, a new law in New York made it much easier to get Narcan into the hands of regular people, keeping trainers like Tina Wolf busy.
This is my car that I basically work from.
When she's not doing big group trainings, Wolf makes house calls in her car. Discreet, mobile, perfect for the suburbs, where people don't want their neighbors to know that they or someone in their family is using. Wolf's trunk is packed with clean syringes and sterile injection supplies. More younger users out here are shooting heroin, cheaper and more available than pain pills. Wolf says they don't always know how to keep themselves safe.
And I ask them, you know, if they've shared needles with people or that sort of thing. It's like, well, yeah, but only, you know, a couple people. And, you know, we talk about HIV transmission and they're like, oh, you can still get that?
Wolf also hires people who use to help her. She brings them thousands of clean syringes to hand out to their social network. We went to see her employee, Rich, who started using back in the 1970s. He's used his Narcan rescue kit about 5 times so far.
You know, it's a good feeling to know that you saved somebody. Sometimes I wish I could tell their parents, hey, you know what I just had to do for your kid? you know, but it's not my business.
Rich says kids are afraid to tell their parents, afraid to call the cops. They're even afraid to go to the hospital after they get revived, because even though people are more willing to acknowledge the overdose epidemic in Suffolk County, how to help people who are still using, what to do with the kids who do wake up, is a more difficult problem to solve. Laura Starczewski, NPR News.